Bob 都有一定的了解了。那 Scott 呢，明天会有一堂信息。那我们是想就是说他们，我们这次跟他们讲员交流也是希望他们能够谢谢，非常的就是说一方面谈大的这个总体的这种真理性的一些的教导，另一方面也是希望借着他们亲身自己的经历操练的过程那认识神的过程里面呢，然后来跟大家一起来分享，所以在他们的信息里面已经或多或少有进到这些的层面。那这个座谈会呢，是更希望就是说更具体，就是根据我们在座的或者有些共通性的一些的问题能够彼此有一些交流，然后呢跟着他们一起来这样座谈这样。So just sharing with everyone that the theme of this year's retreat is experiencing God, and many thanks to many of you who have shared your personal experience, and through this process, we want to use this panel discussion time. Now we will be able to go into more detail and more specific things, and also things that while you guys feel that's crucial, but yet haven't got a chance to lay it out, but you want to really share it and emphasize it. So this is a time for that. 那我们呢是准备大概分两大块的时间。第一部分呢就是我有私底下有跟一些弟兄姐妹有一些的交流，我们想把可能我有会跟他们先提两个可能稍微有一些比较共通性的问题。然后呢我们有大概半个多小时的时间留下来是供大家然后彼此的交流。So I'm going to divide this up into two parts. The first part is I will raise some questions which is collected from the members that may be of mutual interest, more wider interest. And then the second half will be more a dialogue and back and forth Q&A. 朱建亚。
Those have questions, no problem, are here. Those have...problems without questions are in bed, take a nap.
Okay.
Are you going to translate it?
所以我对是 maybe 我需要一个人来跟我一起工作这样的。
Or maybe I can translate it to kill my jet lag.
Okay. 好，你要可能要从这拿一个那个呀。Okay, so.So I'm going to start with some of the questions that we've gathered so far. And Curtis, Pastor, you've mentioned 3R, right? So R3, I think it's called, sorry. And the churches in New Mexico here, we've talked about three streams, which you've known that as well. And Bob, you've shared about how your daily devotional plan that had Bible reading, had prayer, which is trying to fellowshipping and dialoguing with God and with Holy Spirit. And then you also had the writings from the historical Christians, which is kind of a dialoguing with them, that's sharing, which is had a friendship, as you sometimes call it.And then you
have a one-sided friendship. So
yeah,
far,
yeah. And so if I step back, right? So I look at y'all sharing and Pastor Curtis sharing. I seem to see a framework that has key ingredients in this framework, and we live and walk, and grow in that framework.And so maybe the first set of questions would be, can you be more precise about what is that framework, what are the key ingredients, what are the things you should be careful about?
刚才这里讲到就是Curtis 牧师他做了一些的见证，他的见证就讲到超然的这些属灵的经历，然后他也讲到这个新墨西哥州的三源河流，圣经圣灵圣徒和他们那边的三 R,就是讲到基督徒的关系然后呢资源共享，然后呢我们所有教会需要不断的转型变革。那我们的教授呢是谈到 他个人的经历，也谈到古圣徒的经历，也谈到不断的在自己的生命过程当中扩展他的属灵的追求，从自己到外面到家庭，好像在这里面有一个这样的一种的框架，可不可以借着这样一个框架来给我们讲更具体的如何的经历神啊？这是李辉的问题。
I'm not sure I'm the one to answer because if you detected a balance of those in my devotional life, it wasn't something I designed. It's just something that happened. So it's probably God trying to work through that. I always like to test those kind of statements before I make them firmly. That's, you know, my nature. But I suspect that it's the first time I've really heard about things being approached from those three streams was in the car. So I think it fits what I'm doing really well, but I didn't design it that way. It's just it occurred in the course of my devotional life changing.
他说我在这个属灵的灵修的这个方面呢，我自己并没有刻意的这样去做，是神把我带到这样一个灵修的这样的一种的生活当中。那在来的过程当中，我在车上听到关于你们新墨西哥州的三元河流，其实呢跟我的属灵追求的是有某种的相像，但是我并没有设计这个。我觉得呢你们讲的和我经历的也很吻合但是我也不知道怎么样的回答这样的一个问题。
If I can give just a little bit of history of where R3 came from as it relates to us.
那我想Pastor, 这个牧师 Curtis 牧师在讲呢，他说讲一点历史，让大家可以明白一下他是什么样一个背景。
I have the privilege of being a part of a tremendous young church that is growing very rapidly.
我原来是在一个牧师一个教会做牧师，这个教会增长非常快。
And I've been negligent in not mentioning my pastor sending his greetings to you, Pastor Rusty, from our church in Huntsville, the Rock Family Worship Center.
那我现在在这个牧师是叫 Rusty， 他也来过新墨西哥州，他向大家问好。
He came to me several years ago and expressing a sincere biblical desire. He said, "We're building here in this church a city and a tower."
这位牧师在几年前就找到他。找到我们的这个柯里斯牧师，就说我们在这里现在要进入这个新的城市，来建造一个新的教会。
But if we're not careful, we'll build a city and tower that is isolated from the rest of the body of Christ.
我们不希望在这个城市里面建造一个教会，好像建造一个金字塔一样，跟别人是没有关系的。
He was convinced, and I'm convinced that's not our plan, and that's not what God wants us to do.
我们不相信这是神要我们做的这件事情，就是建立一个教会跟别的教会是没有关系的。
But we need to have an introduction, some way that we can bridge the gap, that we're no longer labeling one another, therefore separating ourselves from one another, refusing to build the kingdom of God.
我们不希望建这个教会呢，一下子让别人可以贴我们的标签，让我们一碰到我们听说我们就跟我们远离了，相反我们应该有某种的说法，某种的概念，跟别人讲起来是很容易拉近我们的关系。
So he asked me to reduce down those three or three basic principles. They're not necessarily the only three principles.
他就这个牧师就跟我坐下来说，我们可不可以找到三个这样的一个原则，这样的一个柱子这样的一个根基，不是唯一的三个，但是呢是三个这样最基本的。
But at least for us, we narrowed it down to the three R's. First of all, is relationship.
那我们把它用英文来说的是它的第一个字母是 R， 所以说呢第一个 R 呢是讲到关系。
If I read this Bible right, and I know anything of the nature of our God is a relationship God.
那我不断无论我怎么样读圣经，我都可以读出来，我们的上帝是一个讲关系的上帝。
In my little meager mind, God created man because He desired a relationship with.
那上帝创造了人类，是希望跟人类有关系。
And we believe that God wants his people to be in relationship.
我们也相信神让他们的子民，让他的子民是彼此有关系的。
So the basics of being able to work together as a group and to build the kingdom of God, we need to emphasize that relationship aspect.
那我们要彼此一起来建造神的国，我们必须强调我们彼此的属灵的圣徒的关系。
Feel free to stop me. I don't want to take too much time and explain.
我不想讲太多，随时可以打断我。
But the fact of the matter is, this is how it works in my life. I've been married to the same woman for 46 years.
那这样的话，用我自己的婚姻做一个例子，对我的生活是很有意义的。我跟我的太太结婚40多年。
We have a great relationship.
我们有非常好的关系。
But when we were first met, there were lots of differences.
但是我们最开始认识结婚的时候，我们有很多的不同。
To establish a home, we had to agree on a basic.
那我们必须，我们如果要建立一个家庭，我们必须要接受我们彼此之间的。
I said, but you changed.
Yeah, you changed.
No, a basic relationship on basic principles that we.
我们必须在一个基本的原则上来建立这个家庭。
Over the years, there's been less and less things that we disagree about.
这么40多年以来，后来越来越少的不认同的不和谐的东西没有了。
Because our oneness has grown together.
因为我们合一的越来越强。
I'm convinced that the reason that the body of Christ has not become more of a kingdom-oriented body is because we have tried to solve our differences before we decided what we agree on.
那我不相信基督徒可以在一起来建立神的国，在一直想解决他们彼此不同的问题。他们首先应该做的是专注于他们相同的地方，而不是专注于他们不同的地方。
If we can agree on a basic body of truth, and then build a relationship through our laughter, through our tears, through our difficulties, and through our learning.
那我们如果可以来在一系列的真理的基础上，我们来建立这个关系，我们一起笑，一起哭，那我们一起建立这样的关系。
I believe there will come a time that instead of having so many differences, we will find ourselves much more alike than we ever imagined.
那我相信总有一天我们会发现，不管我们还有多少的不同，或者多少的彼此之间的彼此的一些的看法上的不同，我们发现我们相同的地方越来越多。
That's a very simplistic explanation, but let me just mention the second.
刚才讲的是个非常简单的一个解释，让我现在解释第二个 R。
The second R is resources.
第二个 R 是资源分享 resource.
If every church.Has a need for resources.
每一个教会都有它一个资源的需要。
But every church has a certain amount of resources at their disposal.
那每一个教会也有一些额外的过剩的一些的资源，它不自己是不需要，别人需要的。
It's our belief that while we are building a relationship together, we're going to find out that God has already answered our prayer for resources.
我相信我们当我们的教会弟兄姊妹不同的教会在一起建立关系的时候，我们就发现每一个教会他期待的神在神面前祷告的那个资源，可能另外一个教会就为他提供了。
My son was a youth pastor for a long time and developed great young youth leaders.
那我的儿子是这一个。青少年的牧师，他是一个非常好的一个青少年牧师。
They got trained and they said to our church, "Hire us, put us to work. We want to be the youth leader in our church."
那他当来到这个教会，最开始来到这个新的教会的，就是说，你怎么样的使用我，可以来服侍你们的青少年。
We already had a youth leader in the church.
因为我们在我们的教会有这样一个青少年的牧师。
But what we had is we had resources.
那我们有这样的一个资源。
And if we have built a relationship, then I can say to you.I've got the man you need to help you with your youth group.
那如果两个教会合在一起来建立关系的时候，我们就可以来向另外一个教会说，我们有很强的青少年事工，我们可以来帮助你们。
Your church may have the music director or the worship leader that I need.
也可能你们教会有非常强的音乐事工，可以来帮助我们。
But if we grow together, we're going to find out.That God has already given us abundant resources, we just have not been able to identify them because we've been separated.
如果我们两个教会一起这样的来合作，我们就发现我们之间的资源可以来互补。
And then the last aspect of that is if we walk in relationship and we share our resources, then eventually we can bring about a reformation of the body of Christ.
那我们第三个 R 是讲到 reform, reformation, 就是改革或者是讲到转型。当教会一起来建立这样关系的时候，发现他们每一个教会都有自己的一些的变化，一些的转型。
You could call that a revival, you could call it a renewal, but the body of Christ would be restored together as a whole entity, not a separate division.
那我们可以把它称为更新，我们也把它称为复兴，我们也可以把它叫做转型。它的意思就是说，我们在一起可以来建造一个这个属灵的这样一个基督的身体。
Just one last statement, unless there's other questions to that. This was never meant to be an in-depth plan to carry out. It was a door opening to allow dialogue to take place among various streams that we could begin to work on building God's kingdom of unity and harmony.
最后一个跟大家提示的就是这不是一个严谨的计划，好像去实施，好像去落实，而是一个敞开的这样的一种对话的这样的一种的这样的一个框架，使我们可以在这里可以有很自由的空间来一起来探讨，一起来成长。
To follow this up, why is it so crucial to have that framework or vision or environment? Why is it to a particular brother or sister? Why is that crucial to have this environment or framework?
你回答这个问题就是说，这样一个框架为什么这样的非常关键，特别对我们当中的弟兄姊妹，可能是每一个个别的弟兄姊妹，为什么这么关键？
We fully believe that it is ultimately impossible to win a divided world with a divided church.
我非常的相信，我们任何一个基督徒，任何一个教会，不可能去赢得一个分裂的世界，用一个分裂的教会的体系去赢得一个分裂的人群。
Christ is not divided.
基督主本身不是分裂的。
His church should not be 42 different versions of the same thing divided and separated.
他的教会不应该是分裂的，不应该是四十几个不同的分裂的这样一个派别。
I'm not so naive as to believe we'll be able to work out every difference that we have.
我不会这么天真，说我们可以把每一个我们之间的不同都解决，不可能的。
If my wife was here, she would be shouting amen.
如果我的太太听到我讲这句话坐在这里，她一定会说阿门。
Because after 46 years, we do still have differences.
因为46年结婚之后，我们还是夫妻之间有很多的不同。
But our relationship has been built so strong through the basic body of knowledge that our differences will never divide us.
因为我们的关系是这么的强，所以我们那些的不同不能把我们分离。
It's amazing to me that we can see that in a home, and we can't realize that Christ related the church to a marriage, that we could learn to walk together.That we could vehemently disagree on certain areas. I see it this way. My brother sees it this way. I say, it doesn't mean that we have to separate. It means that we can walk together until we can see the fullness of the unity of the body of Christ.
那我们在家里面可以看到这样的事情发生，我们有共同的这个坚强的这个关系，以至于我们可以忽略一些的不同。为什么在教会里面不能这样，而是要分门别类？所以我相信，我们当中的教授，我们当中的不同的领袖，都是我们在主里面的弟兄姊妹。
So going back to Bob's description a little bit, so.Maybe if I approach it from a different angle, like you've mentioned those several ingredients that you've lived and practiced for a decade, what if you're missing some component? You know, what would happen?
李辉的问题就是说，看到教授是讲到我们需要有这样一个追求、操练、实践这样一些的关键性的成分。 假设这其中一个成分失去了，这个人还能不能够成长？
I basically am trying to sort through the three S's approach during the weekend because I only heard it in the car.
我来到这里听到你们的三元合流，我还一直在想这个事情，我还没有想清楚，因为我是来的时候在车上才听到的。From me.
Yes, from you.
从我听到的。
But it sounds like a practical way, at least to describe various essential elements of Christian maturity and living.
对我来说，听起来很像你们讲的这个三 S， 就是三元合流，是基督徒成长成熟的关键要素。
I'm not trying to sell you three streams. Okay, so I'm just, you know, I was amazed.
No, but
I don't know you before, not until this. So I think my question is more from your personal experience, from your description.
I was trying to set up what I was going to say. So
okay.
Sorry. It seems to me that if you overemphasize any one of those three, or underemphasize them, or virtually leave them out, that you leave out a key component of Christian maturity. And then you end up with a football team, or maybe that's not a good illustration. Everything comes down to football for me.
Ping pong. Ping pong.
Okay, you end up with a soccer team that's overloaded with midfielders. How about that one?
Overloaded what?
Midfielders.
What is that?
Yeah, it's a position in soccer.
他说呢，你们我们所谈到的三元合流，事实上是很关键的。我不相信在任何一个人追求里面过分的强调一个背景，属灵背景，或者过分的去忽略一个背景，或者是失去一个背景。我不相信你们的成长会成长得很好，好像一个足球队最后到了最后的话呢，就是都是中锋或者都是前锋一样。
篮球，
篮球啊。
And so you don't score very many goals, but you sure do keep control of the ball a lot.
意思就是说呢，可能这些中锋呢都不会投篮，就只会把球拿着转，就是这样。
I think that's what can happen if you overemphasized or underemphasized any one of those pieces.
所以我想，过分的强调任何其中的一个传统，或者是忽略其中的传统，可能的结局都是这样。
But to be honest, I think certain congregations will tend to lean one way or the other.
但是事实上呢，我们知道，任何一个教会呢，比较多的倾向于，追求某一个属灵的传统。
And I don't know that leaning is a liability myself. I mean, it may be that a certain congregation is made up of a group of people that needs to lean in one of those directions in order to understand God better.
所以呢，我也不觉得呢，如果某一个教会比较多的，好像靠近一个传统呢，是一个坏事，或者是一个比较关键的一个危险性的事情，因为他们总是需要一群人总是需要有比较更多的倾向于某一个传统。
That's probably.
Did that record?
To quote Forrest Gump, probably that's all I got to say about that.
We should record that. That's a statement that we should get it recorded. Yeah.
I've never said it before.
他刚才讲的非常好，他说他从来没讲过。Wow, I'm gonna write down. That's good. That's.
So my next set of questions is that if I look at the...
Hold on, you need to leave time for...
No, 我这个马上就结束就...
Yeah, okay,
就 okay. Is if I look at the demographics of the two churches we have, I kind of very broadly put people in three categories. Those who are young in faith, those who are maybe 10, 15 years...but very busy with small kids and their careers. And there's another growing group of empty nesters who are relatively free. Okay, relatively. So
they're still paying, but they don't have to pay gifts.
Yeah, but I think people are different age group and different life stages. They have, you know, their time, energy, their focus, their interests are different. They're limited in many ways. So other than Scott, I think both Curtis and Bob are old. and you've gone through all those stages, and then I think Scott would be able to really help in terms of, are you married or with kids?
Married, two kids.
How old are they?
1 and 4.
Oh, okay. Excellent! So you're the middle group. So I was wondering whether you guys have some more concrete, specific suggestions for different age groups. You know, like I can imagine some of the sisters sitting in today and yesterday's messages will think, you know, what Bob said just simply doesn't work for me because. You know, I get up 3 times at night to feed the baby. I'm not going to get up at 6 again to do QT, right? So, and also with Curtis, you know, I have a job, I have a family. I'm not just going to go to some Africa, to, right? So there are you know things, challenges that. But I'm sure there are also other things one could think about and be able to do, even at different stages of their lives. So, Scott, you want to start? Yeah.
All right. So, first thing I would.
大概简单讲，就是说，在我们当中有三种的人群，一种是，这个。 年纪比较大的孩子都离开了，一种呢是比较在挣扎当中，小孩子很小，晚半夜要起来，还有一种是很年轻的。那么这样的，这样不同的三种的人群，大意是，因为我有些没听懂，就是说怎么样的追求，让 Scott 来谈。
All right, so I would start by saying this. I think we ought to be. I think it's really good to recognize the. Differences in stages of life, like you recognized. Do you want to say this now?
Yeah. 所以呢，就说第一个呢，就是要每个人要知道他现在在人生的哪一个阶段。
But I think we should be very cautious to realize this is that we're not talking about a relationship with the Lord that is a destination only. It's not you have kids, so you're a little bit further behind them in the destiny, reaching the point of where you need to get to. In fact, Dr. Bob said this today. He said, we're even going to become more like Christ even after he comes. We're going to strive to be more like God after he comes.
所以呢，他的意思就是说，不应该是你的人的年龄，或者你在哪一个族群、哪一个群体里面，好像你的追求就应该是什么样的一个落后的状况，或者什么样的一个状况。事实上，我们的教授讲到，当 当人到年纪大或者到主来的时候，我们应该是更像他，应该是这个追求方向。So
although we see the differences by just isolating people into the well, you're in that realm of life where you can't make these decisions. I think I serve a God who actually understands where you are and where I am, and there is a massive amount of grace for the season I'm in.
所以我们不能是说你是这一个群体的，所以你就追求，你就有这样的原因、那样的问题，你是那个族群的，就是怎么样？我们所侍奉的神是够大的，他的恩典，他知道每一个人的情形，他可以帮助我们每一个族群度过我们的问题。So
like presently, my season is chaos.
我现在的一个族群，我现在这个状况就是一片混乱，因为我有两个小孩。So
I try to journal like Dr. Bob does, but I have 19 of these journals that are floating all around my house.
那我现在比方说，我就想像这个教授一样，每天写日记。但是你知道吗？在我的房子里面有19本日记本，我都不知道是哪一本记哪一个事情。
And just depending on where my sons fall asleep or they get busy playing, then I can actually pick up in the life I'm trying to live devoted to God.
我实际上是尽我一切的努力来过一个灵修的生活。那这个生活在要在一个状况里面，就是我的儿子到处跑，还不知道他是在哪里吃，在哪里睡觉，我的本子在哪里。我在这样一个混乱的里面，我还是要来坚持过一个有纪律的灵修生活。
And although that is not what my forever plan is,
这虽然不是我长久的计划。
That's the season I'm in.
但是我现在就是在这个状况的里面。
There's not a person in here that won't find themselves in a just slightly different season than the person sitting next to them.
我们当中的每一个人不会是说好像你旁边坐的一个人他的一个状况是非常完美的，不可能的。
But you're not getting a grade on how much time you put in. You're getting a grade on where your heart is at.
所以神来评判我们，神来看我们，不是看我们要打多少分，而是看我们的心在哪里。
Jesus said this. He said, when he was casting out, or when the disciples were trying to cast out demons and they were unsuccessful. Do you remember this?
记不记得门徒们来赶鬼赶不出去的时候
？He said, these only come out by prayer and fasting.
耶稣说这些鬼赶出来是只有。在禁食祷告里面才能够赶出来。
It's interesting to me that Jesus was neither praying or fasting in that moment.
但是耶稣在那个时候并没有禁食祷告。
However, he still had success.
但是他是有这个能力赶鬼的。
The question was really to the disciples is, have you put in the work ahead of time to withdraw it in the right season and time?
这个问题就是说你在看到这个赶鬼的这个事情来到之前你有没有花力气再这样去来禁食祷告
There'll be seasons of my life where I'm able to deposit a lot of extra time in the walk with the Lord, in my study, in my journal, in my prayer. But then there'll be other seasons where I'm not able to do that because I also have a responsibility to raise my family.
那在有一个时期也可能我会花很多的时间去祷告去灵修去读书去追求神但是也有一个时期像现在我有我家庭的责任。
So the question is, what is in the bank?
那我的问题就是说我还有多少的存款或者我还存留了多少的这样的一个累积。
Maybe if a sister shut their ears, yeah. No, just whatever you feel for different stages.
maybe I should say it this way instead. There are certain things that we all do during the day, every day. I mean, you know, we get up and we go to that one room and we sit there for a little while and then we go to the kitchen and... Any one of those rooms might be a good location to plant your Bible and read it through. I mean, one of those rooms, I read the Bible through in a year, 3 years in a row. And all the guys know which room it is. My wife would say, don't even tell people you did that. So that's why I'm reluctant. I don't know what to say.
Bob 的意思就是说比方说用读经做例子的话那我们好像总是觉得很难找到时间全身干净坐下来打开圣经诵读三遍这样的。他就是说他说其实在他的家里面有一个地方他就放了一本圣经他那地方他每天都会去的而且可能就一待就待一段时间他其实就是很多时候的读经也在那上面所以你不见得一定是选那个地方但是你可以在别的一些的地方你就放上圣经这样的话你每天有三五分钟积累下来就可以把这些东西就可以把圣经读经就把它坚持下来
并且他太太要他不要告诉别人那个地方是哪里
The only point I was trying to make is that getting in touch with God and reading scripture and even journaling, it doesn't have to be separate from other activities of life all the time.
So, I mean, 读神的话亲近神
I know a nursing mother who is having devotions while nursing. I mean, I just, there it is.
未必需要跟你其他的生活分开。这样。
I'm just going to repeat what's been said. But every area, every epoch that you're in has its strengths and weaknesses. At my age, I look back and reflect. I'd give anything to be able to go back and relive my education days, those days when I could give total time and effort to learning a particular subject. And then I think about the joy that I had when we were in those hectic days. I remind my kids all the time, enjoy every minute of your children. Enjoy every smile. Enjoy every hug. I'd give anything in the world to have my little chubby boys and my little girls back in my arms, because I was able to do so much to them, to impart Christ to them during that time, to be able to share with them. But now that I'm at this age, I don't like to think of myself as old, but some people think I am. But am I getting too far ahead of you?
Oh, 他就说在每一个人在不同的季节里面都有他很多的重要的工作要做。那他告诉他的儿子，这个小孩子是很宝贵的，这个时光很宝贵，尽一切的时间跟他们在一起，拥抱他们，亲吻他们，跟他们一起玩。其实在这个时候就把主的爱分享给他们，就把这样的一种跟神的经历和关系传递给孩子们。
At this age that I'm in now, I used to dread thinking about getting old and what that brought with it. But it has given me an opportunity to mentor. It's given me an opportunity to build around me a group of young men and young women, both that I can meet with on a regular basis, that I can share, that I can bring them to conferences like this, that they can be exposed. Because I'm very interested at this stage of my life that I don't lose my investment. I don't want to die and what I've lived for die. I want that to continue on. So subsequently, I have the joy of making sure that I'm passing the mantle on, that I'm willing to let the generation behind me take that load and gradually be able to move out of that limelight and still be able to find myself productive in serving God.
那我也是在对下一代年轻人的教这个分享教育，我是非常的看重。在我这个年龄的时候，我要保证神给我的托付能够传给下一代，所以我尽我一切的所能，像这样的一种的会议，各种各样的小的组，我都跟他们去谈，关心他们以至于呢，我真正到年老的时候，我就可以退到一旁我还是可以来服侍神。但是呢，我传递给他们的已经做到了。
Okay, so we're going to 下面就是请大家如果有什么问题或者想分享的，可以so we're going to open it up to the.
那你来翻译了。
可以。
Okay. 要不要传递？有没有传递话筒的？
没有，
就不要了，没有了。
接着刚才三位的分享，就是关于这个，就是说理论上或者说是从属灵的角度来说，确实你在任何时间都可以亲近神，但是是不是实际操作当中，还是像我个人的经历就觉得说，如果我不能够很长时间集中做在一件事情，而把它分散成很多的 pieces 的话，我会觉得 very frustrated， 就是觉得好像这事情没做好，或者是不能集中注意力，所以是不是比如说刚开始的时候，或者说在一个特殊的阶段，还是需要有一个比较专门的时间分别出来做属灵的操练。
So this brother is saying, theoretically, yes, you can draw near to God anywhere, any place, any stage of, you know. But like for him, he would like to have concentrated time, the dedicated time, so he can be more productive.So is it for him, he still need to protect that time, or is there other ways that he can practice himself so that he can be more in tune and be more independent of the environment?
Yeah, I definitely believe that you can do that, but that's called self-discipline. You know, at the end of the day, like,You, if you want that time, and I don't know if you have kids or not, but if you want it, you got to. You have three? Okay. You got to beat them up, right? Or you got to stay up late. You know, there has to be that. I don't know what your job.
You mean you've got to get up before they?
Yes, that's what. What did I say?
Beat them.
Oh. It's in my mind. Beat them getting up. Right, you have to get up before they do. So don't beat your kids. I don't think that's. It's not right. You shouldn't do that. So I would encourage you not to do that. So it's there's some self-discipline there, and I think I don't think any of us I can't imagine these guys being where they are today that they didn't apply some self-discipline in tough times in their life where they were really busy, but they just prayed for the grace of God to help them and help them to find the carved out time. Only you can find that. I mean, I can't do that. There's no real solution for you. In fact, I promise you, there's not enough books. Because it's not a book about your life, right? There's not enough resources because it's not about your life. This is your life. You got to decide, okay, no, I need that. I'm desperate for it, and I'll do whatever it takes to do it. Sorry.
这就是讲到，事实上，在现实当中的确是非常不容易。它最关键的是要有自律，自己要有一个纪律，啊，那这个是非常难的。要不然你就要早起，要不然呢你就要晚睡，如果不是这样的话呢，你就会非常的忙碌，非常的累。所以呢，我不相信这两位年长的，他们在他们的人生经历当中没有经历过，我们的这一种的忙碌，他们一定是在神面前有这个祷告，求神的恩典，给他们有这样的一个这样的一个机会，能够来亲近神啊，所以的话呢，就是因为我们每一个人都是独特的，所以呢，市面上的书你买不尽的，你买了所有的书都发现没有一本书适合你的，因为你就是你。所以的话呢，我们可以说呢，每一个人，如果是你有极其的渴望要亲近神，知道这是非常的重要，你要求神的恩典，你要自己来。追求来实践。
That's one of the reasons why I think God led me when at least for a while have a grace system built into the system. I mean, if you plan to have your devotions every single day, and you get to do it 4 days instead of seven because your kids. Had needs the other days. You still had devotions 4 days that you wouldn't have had if you hadn't started and had a plan. So I think really the whole thing is about having a plan and then granting yourself grace. God's got to give you grace. That's no sweat. He's a God of grace. But you, so that you can give yourself grace in carrying out that plan as well. I mean, I have devotions every day. And my wife says I did beat myself up for missing a day last year. But I don't. I mean, I just made up for it and went on. And you can have a plan for your devotional time that's every day, and there may be other things that are honestly more important that come up. I mean, more immediate and important. Not that anything's more important than God, but God's assigned you other things besides that, and one of them is your children. And so I think you have to have a balanced self-evaluation in the process also. But if you don't make a plan, I'll tell you this. The people who never, ever fail at meeting their plan are the ones that don't have a plan.
That's true. 但你一定要有一个计划，你一定要有实行这个计划。你虽然不能七天去灵修，但是你三天你觉得你失败了，但是至少你还是有四天也在灵修的里面。所以呢一定要让自己呢在一开始的时候就有这样的一个意愿，把这样一个计划来带入你自己的灵修的这个生活的里面。那我感谢神给我这样的恩典来一直的灵修，我每天都灵修。但是呢事实上就是从来没有在计划上失败过的人是完全没有计划的人。
Can I also suggest this one thing? When I got really busy with kids and the whole deal, and I needed like a launching point, which is what we're talking about, having a plan. And so sitting down and saying, okay, the chaotic plan's not working. I need to get something that's working here. And there are some resources out there that will help you just kind of think differently about your calendar and about your life. I would take advantage of that. Bill Hybels has one called Simplify, and I would look into that. It worked really well for me. It was just a really quick, it's an easy read, but a really great read, read about managing your calendar, your day in, day out. That's your walk with the Lord and with your family as well and work. So.
有一个建议呢，就是说，可以在我也是在等实践，在这样一个过程当中，又有家庭，又有各种各样忙碌的生活，可以有一些的方法。这个方法呢，有一个牧师 Bill Hybel 讲的这个牧师讲这个方法是简化的方法，用非常简化的方法来每天轻松的阅读一些属灵的东西，用最简单的方法来帮助你在没有计划的里面有一个计划，那么这样的话呢，你就发现你可以同时把你的属灵的生活、家庭生活一起来打理。
好，有没有下一个问题？哦，向阳。
One question for Professor Bakuya. So really welcome and appreciate that you're pointing out the understanding of the history of church really important, very important in getting spiritual maturity. So on the other hand, I'm questioning on my observation of the young generation, you know, college age. Seems because of internet, you know, this electronic information age, people more tend to, young people seems tend to harder to cultivate a reading habit. They're more like, you know, on their smartphones, for example. You know.
Sure.
Yeah, so I just wonder how do you understand this challenge and what's the suggestion?
Wow. Well, every generation.
Translate a little bit. So, 夏阳弟兄他是问说，像 Bob 这两天跟我们介绍到读属灵书籍的重要，但夏阳弟兄就想到年轻人特别现代社会，第一是不太喜欢读书，第二如果要读点什么的话，可能也就是在手机上看这样的。那在这种情况下，怎么能够进入到一种系统、认真、深入的学习？他想问。能不能有什么具体的建议？这样。
Well, every generation has its hang-ups, and we're in a time now when almost all the generations are drunk on technology. So there's some real draw to that. I generally take my cell phone to church and use it for my Bible, and I look at various translations from the text when the preacher reads it, and I pull up the Greek text if it's New Testament and check and read that, and I'm using it all the time. People behind me are looking up over my shoulder to see if they should slap me or they should figure out what to do, but I just do it. And with a group that at the church where I just was, I got very close to the teenagers, which I always do, and just I already miss them a lot, even though tomorrow's the first Sunday I haven't been with them for a long time. And they also embraced the New Testament plan that I gave the church, and we developed a Facebook Messenger group to report to each other on. And so each week, I would get on and say something like, "Hey, I'm caught up. How about you guys?" And they would come back and say, "Well, I'm behind by a chapter, but I'm about to be caught up." Or we just had a mutual accountability and encouragement placed right on the technology. And I'm guessing most of them are reading the Bible on their cell phones also, or their iPads or whatever. And why not? I mean, so I don't see why it has to be separate. Although I would like to definitely try to break the idolatry. I mean, I'm so obsessed with my cell phone that I remember getting angry at my girls
because I thought they had taken my charger. This is just inexcusable. It's inexcusable to get angry over some stupid little item. I mean, it's just wrong. And so that's when I had to realize I had an idolatry about that, and I had to just do something about it. So I'm not approving of the idolatry. I'm just saying, why don't we use the tools we do have? And if they're obsessed with technological interchange, then do it. I mean, I don't tweet yet because most of the seminarians aren't tweeters yet, but that's about to change. I mean, that generation's smoothing right up. So I'm about to be a tweeter, I guess. So I'll be hashtagging pretty quick. But I use Facebook all the time. Somebody even asked me last night, you know, I said I email my youth all the time and they don't seem to respond. I said if they're under 20, they don't read email. They don't do email under 20 anymore. So you better get on Facebook. At least for the next 3 years. Then after that, it'll be somebody else. It'll be something else. I mean, seriously, that's the way the youth culture just flips every 3 years. If you don't keep up, you're lost. And I'm not. My kids are grown up now, so I'm not in the youth culture.
说虽然年轻人会非常的着迷在这种新的手机啊这种媒体上，但是呢，我们有没有可能把它转化来适应他们的需要？把它用作一种属灵的工具，工具来培养他们属灵习惯。比方说，他们的教会里面年轻人，他明天就本来要跟年轻人在一起，那很多的年轻人他们一起在这个面书上，在手机上来读圣经，并且一起的来报进度，甚至一起来鼓励啊，你有没有掉队啊？你有没有完成今天的作业啊？他们觉得这样的方式非常的好，那不一定是说一定要把它看成是负面的。他在教会里面，他经常听到的时候，教授就把手机打开，有的时候也是想看看，这个讲道的人讲的对不对，是不是用经文用的对，但是他后面的人瞅着过来看，看他在看什么，是不是这个教授是不守规矩了，是不是该打他了，那事实上呢？现在的年轻人已经不用邮箱了，已经三年，他们基本上三年以后就不用邮箱了。那我们如果不能适应这个时代，我们可能也不能适应来服侍这个群体。
Scott, you want to say a few words as a
So young person. As a young person, you're very young.
That's a nice thing to say.
I actually totally agree with you in terms of the technology is, it's not all wrong. It's the amount of time, idolatry is the right word for it, that we put towards it. That's where it crosses over into, it's just unhealthy. But that's found in every area of life. I've never found any area that I've put one emphasis completely into that it didn't affect other areas of my life. Does that make sense?
那现在我们讲到这个Scott 很同意教授的说法，我们不应该把这个这个媒体看作是一个坏的，但是同时也不要来把它作为一个偶像，过分的来着迷这些，使得我们的生活失去平衡。
However, the other side of this is though it may be isolating in some ways.The truth is, it's this little device allows me and the gospel to be anywhere on the globe at any point in given time. It allows me to be connected on any level. I'll give you an example. Today, they're celebrating 100-year anniversary of Azusa Street in Los Angeles. There are thousands of people that came from all over the globe to just celebrate that and to pray for revival. Now, I'm here, but during and between the sessions, I'm there.I'm able to be here, present with you. I'm also present with them and engaged in what other Christians are trying to pray for our country and for God to move. That's powerful. That doesn't happen if we don't have this.
事实上，我们不要把手机看作是一个完全使我们彼此孤立的这样的一种使自己进入一种完全孤独的一种生活。事实上，这个手机这样一个这样一个发明使我们更广泛的跟全世界连接， 就在今天这个时候，就在这个时候，全美国全世界有各个地方有100多个国家的来到洛杉矶，来到全美国，因为这是一个非常重要的一个纪念的一个日子，是纪念当时在阿苏沙街的大复兴。所以今天在我跟大家在一起聚会，但是在休息的时候，我就借着手机来观看他们的纪念的活动。
Let me also say this is, in fact, it's funny, we're talking about this. Just before I came here, I had 3 different meetings specifically about this, about technology, cell phones, young people. And in each one of those conversations were different ministries trying to strategize on how to be more effective in reaching the next generation. The realization is the conversation has moved. So what I mean by that is, it used to be the conversation was like this, right? Sitting around your home. That conversation left the home and went into like coffee shops, right? That conversation has now moved to where it is right here. And the largest conversation that's happening in the world right now is happening on cell phones, on social media. And so the question is if that's the largest platform, if that's where the conversation's at, if that's where they're going to be, as far as I'm concerned, I'm going to do my best to get the gospel through this into their hands. And I love what you did with the Facebook page. I love that you use that to keep accountability, because you know what? It may not work for everyone, but for the majority of young people, it is working. It is. It keeps them, it feels like they're tied to it, and it feels like a massive distraction. And it can be, but it's balance. We've got to remember balance in that.
I will say this. At that same church, the adults started a Facebook group. It's a different thing. And we started a Facebook group for the youth, and they weren't interested. They just wanted to do the Facebook Messenger part. But the adults did the Facebook group part. So it's a generational thing there that's very different. And the youth did not want to be in the adults group.
那刚才 Scott 讲的呢，就是说就在今天，他就有三个会议，他只有参加了三个会议在网上。这三个会议都是讲到如何用手机来改变下面的年轻一代，来用着手机，今天所有的谈话都改变了他的空间和时间。以前的谈话是在家庭，后来的谈话是在茶馆和咖啡厅，现在最大的谈话群体是在手机上。所以我们应该利用这样的一个空间来把福音带进去啊，因为事实上如果我们不去占领这个阵地，不去影响这个阵地，我们很快就会落伍了，我们就失去了这个群体。所以所有的事情都是要一个平衡的看法。
So what one, I think I get what you guys are saying, but I'm picking up another issue is going back to what this brother was asking, whether the young people nowadays learning by group, by community, or is learning by individual. Like I can imagine maybe people my age, sometimes they hole up somewhere else, you know, by themselves and they learn. Whereas it seems to me that I see now more and more young people tend to say, they would learn much better or more motivated if they're in some sort of little community. They feel like they are connected rather than by themselves. So is that really true that that's a style? Then that changes a lot of how we do ministry and teach them how to learn by putting them in groups. Yeah.
Well, they hang out all the time. So if they hang out
all the time. So they're not opposed to groups. Just to see if you can infuse what the group does when it hangs out. I mean, my daughter will tell me she can't make plans to do something with me because she's already promised to hang out.
所以刚才李辉的问题就是说，是不是应该把他们放到这样一种网络的群体里面来，一个分组的这里面来？教授的意思就是说，他不一定是要分组，他们就喜欢跟这些人群在一起，他的女儿也是这样的，他就是喜欢在网上一群群的。
我的问题可能没问清楚，我是说年轻人是不是现在主要的学习方式是在一组一组群体里面学，而不是个人学？那如果 新时代年轻人的特点就是必须在群体里面学的话，那群体就变得是一个必要了，而不是一个可能。
My point was that the Christian kids, if you can, you have to target who the leader is. I'm just strategy, but if you can get the Christian kids' leader to suggest they do something like that while they're hanging out, they'll do it. I mean, they'll follow and they'll do it.
所以我们的策略应该是跟一些年轻人、青少年的领袖、基督徒领袖跟他们讲，他们也应该去在网上交一些这样的朋友，成为这样一个群，以至于可以影响，用福音来影响那个群体，是这样。
Can I say something to that? Do you mind? It's okay. And to answer your question is that a standard now in a millennial generation? And you're talking for young millennials here. It very much is the way of learning right now. There is a responsibility that they need to read and get the information, but the information outside of conversation, it does not apply. They don't even know how to put it into play into their life unless they're able to have a dialogue about it. And the proof of that is you're seeing big businesses actually change business models to better fit that creative mold, right? Right? They're getting them in a conversation which results in a dynamic outcome. But what we find out is like a student will read something and get a piece of knowledge of it. Another student will read it, see something a little differently, and through dialogue, they'll conversate about it, and all of a sudden, a solution will apply. A belief or an ideal will come out of it, which is presented to, if it's a company, it's a new idea, it's a new innovation. If it's a church, it's a belief system. That's why it's so important to know who the leader is, who's managing that conversation. But this is very real. I work with a group of creatives right now, six in a room that all had individual offices. And about 2 years ago, we just took them all out of their offices, brought them all into one big room. And I've gotten at least 70% of productivity out of them, more than I was getting maybe like 35 to 45% productivity out of them. So it immediately shot up 30% of what I got out of their work effort, and I got better work, better attitude, and better engagement into the full vision of what we were trying to accomplish. I know that's a lot, I'm sorry.
那是讲到这个现在的年轻人的确这是他们的一个文化，也是他们的一种学习方式。那么我们如果是能够看到这个这种的趋势，那我们对他们的服侍就会更好。事实上现在有很多的公司他们就是这样做的，他们现在已经有新的一种的学习工作的模式，是把人放在这一种的群体，这样这种群的里面。因为现在的人，这些年轻人，他看一些的信息他看不懂，他接受了这个信息，另外人就跟他解释，还有一个人就跟他一起来谈，结果他们就产生了一种的结论。所以呢，这个就是新的一种的完全的一种的学习创新的一个模式。那么后来 Scott 他本身他也发现他自己手下的同工，他把六个人从六个办公室拆开，把人放在一起，他们的生产力，他们的工作的效率提高了30多倍，更好的有关系，更好的有这个工作的效率出来，而且呢也更好的来有服侍。
30%不是30倍，那是差的100倍。
30%。
We're not just talking about teenagers here. I mean, this stretches up to about 26, 27 right now.
You mean age around?
We have people in the room who are going to probably, if they didn't nod physically, they're thinking, oh yes, that's how I am.
Okay. 不仅仅是年轻人，事实上事实上有很多成年人也是在这种的文化的氛围里。
我们 OK， 就 maybe 最后一个问题。
Last one。
我的问题是问那个 Pastor Curtis， 就是你今天在讲见证的时候说，你带着几个孩子一块去中国，你们分别坐在不同的车厢，然后正在你祷告的时候呢，你的儿子就来拍你，是这位 Scott 吗？
So you shared in your message today that you brought your family with you, you were on the train, you were praying, one of your kids came up and patted on your shoulder. Was that Scott?
This was Scott. by the way, his sisters was able to make that trip. They did not need anybody to go with them across the border. I held his hand so that he'd make sure we could get him to the other side.
Come on, I didn't hold my hand.
So she was really touched and interested in all the sharings you had about how you encountered God, and she really wanted to live that kind of life as well. And but she was wondering whether there are steps she can take, or is there a criterion she needs to satisfy, and what are the key ingredients that she need, you know, to prepare herself for a life of that kind. Yeah.
If I get into that, then we'll have my section will be open tonight, because I want to address that tonight. But there are steps that we can position ourselves to receive from God. There are no guarantees. That miracles are not arbitrary. There are results of our being obedient to the Word of God and placing ourselves in the place where God can manifest His glory in our lives. But there are times that God chooses not to, because He's God. God is sovereign. He is sovereign. He loves. I tell young people when I get a chance to talk to them that God is boss and He loves being boss. He loves making those decisions. So sometimes that He allows us to go through things, and the miracle is that He carries us through instead of delivering us around. But there are steps of positioning ourselves. I believe that Bartimaeus, over in the 10th chapter, I believe it is, the book of Mark, he positioned himself where Christ was passing by. Had he not placed himself in the right position, he would have never seen a manifest miracle. I think sometimes we as believers, because we don't read the Word, and because we don't understand the promises of the Word, therefore we don't position ourselves in the place where we're ready to receive what God has for us. And let me be very careful to tell you that I'm no miracle worker. I going too far?
他就是说，的确呢，经历神的神迹，的确是有一些具体的一些的操练和一些具体的步骤。 最重要的是我们如何的把自己放在合适的位置，来预备自己，就像这个残废的病人在圣经里面如何的把自己放在耶稣经过的路上，来接受这样的神迹。但是他是全能的主，他最后做决定，这里面是没有一个绝对的一个保证的。 那么在这样的一个经历的里面，我们必须来接受，我们必须来顺服他做最后的决定，他要不要在你的身上行这个神迹。
The thing that God has done for me, He'll do for anybody. Because God is no respecter of persons. If we'll make ourselves available to His Word through prayer and through obedience, we can see the manifest presence of God's glory in our lives, whoever you are in this building.
那我所讲的就是说，神不是一个分别的人，不是一个轻过，就是说对人不公平的。那在我身上发生的，可以在任何一个人身上发生。但我们是不是在神面前追求委身，相信他的话？
If I could just add something to that, you know, I told you earlier, I have a 4-year-old. His name's Jude. He loves to color, and Have you ever seen a picture that's like a dot with a number, a dot with a number? Do you know what I'm talking about?
我有一个小孩，他的名字叫
Jude。
你们有没有看到？他非常喜欢画颜色。有没有看到一个颜色是
connect the dots. That's it.
一个连接的这个点。
That's a mother right there. Connect the dots. Right. So connect the dots. So Jude oftentimes gets more excited about drawing lines than just connecting the right dots.
那我的儿子呢，他非常喜欢画线条，但是他不太喜欢把那些点连起来。
And so every picture that he draws with connect the dots looks like a spider web.
那他把这些点连起来的时候，就像一个不像一幅画，而像一个蜘蛛网。
This is often the case for us.Because we want to get ahead of the process that God has us in personally. And we think if we could figure out the picture ahead of time, we try to jump ahead. And my encouragement would be this, don't get ahead of the picture he has for you.
那我们不要跑在神的前面去，我们不要去想象一个图景是在神给我们之前。那就像我的儿子一样，他如果走在他不应该走的这个之前，他画出来就不是一幅画，而是一个蜘蛛网。
Due time, due season, it's going to look exactly like he wanted it to look. And you're going to be surprised. It's going to end up being exactly what you wanted to look like, too. He's good like that.
所以呢，在合适的时候，神会让任何的事情成为美好。你就发现，这也是他想让你看的。很多时候你会发现，这也是你自己想看见的。
好，我想我们时间已经严重超过了，所以I see that Bill is sitting in the back.
Hey-o.
That also can you say hi to him. okay, I'll just have a short prayer. Lord, we thank you for this wonderful time of panel discussion. We ask the Holy Spirit to continue to help us, especially for the things that we've learned, we've understood, we've committed. Just help us to walk out what your will in our lives.Bless our time together continually in the afternoon for tonight and tomorrow. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.